So started about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think, in phase two now. So we're off to a good start. You know, excited about what this new team has to offer. And, you know, it's good to be back here working with my brothers.
Talk about your brothers and, you go into your third year, some of them second, a lot of guys just going in there. You know, early parts of their careers, how important is that to, you know, keep improving and getting better?
You know, there's always room to improve. And, you know, us as players that's been under Coach Quinn for these past 2 years, you know, we got to be leaders out there. And for the young guys coming in, you know, try to be mentors as much as we can.
How did you like the first round pick? You were in that role here just a couple years ago as a, you know, guy that the team wanted and needed to be a pass rusher.
Yeah, I'm very excited about Tech coming in here. You know, I think it's a great addition to our organization and our defense as a whole. So I'm excited to get to work with him and look forward to it.
Vic, you're a quiet guy. We all know that. Tech is not. Have you gotten a sense of that, you know, already? You
yeah.
Trying to talk to him and stuff like that. How do you think you guys' personalities will mesh?
That'd be pretty cool. You know, he's a very emotional guy from seeing the draft and, you know, just going to be excited to see him here and be able to work with him. I think we'll clash pretty well.
What's your impression so far of Poe? You've been around him a little bit now.
Oh, he's a hard worker. You know, obviously probably one of the stronger guys on this team. Just seeing him in the weight room, and he works extremely hard out there on the field.
Vic, just going back to Tack, is it a little interesting for you to wrap your mind around the fact that you're – in a veteran role now, I mean, although it's just your third year, that, you know, you spoke about just kind of mentoring, and is that kind of hard to wrap your mind around at this point already, or do you embrace that, and, you know, is it not as difficult as it might seem?
Well, I kind of embrace it, you know. I knew this day would come as I continue to prepare as a player and become better as a player. And then having Dwight last year mentor me definitely will help me become a better mentor to the team.
What do you tell someone like Tack? I know right now physically he's not able to go, but what type of advice do you give him as far as kind of jumping in feet first to you know, becoming a pro and having those expectations on you?
I just come in, you know, work very hard, you know, be on time for meetings, and, you know, I just try to my main focus is to be a mentor for him, you know, to lead by example, and hopefully he can not follow my footsteps and see me as a mentor and then just become a better player by watching me.
Vic, how do you build off of a season like you had last year where you had so much success? What are some of the areas that you are looking to improve next year?
Well, obviously now, you know, I'm going to get more attention as a pass rusher. But we got guys that can help me out. You know, guys up front with Grady and Rasheed and, you know, the addition of Crawl, Tack, and Poe. You know, we got a great additions up front. So I look forward to getting on the field on OTAs. And, you know, right now we're just focused on becoming better players right now.
Hey, where's everybody at psyche-wise? You know, y'all know y'all got to put the Super Bowl in our rearview mirror and so forth. How's that going?
Oh, the morale of the team is great right now. You know, we obviously devastated about that loss that we had last game. But, you know, it's on to the next season. And, you know, just continue to move forward. Matt's a great leader, so we just try to watch him. And, you know, he's been doing a great job so far after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Vic, we always hear about Coach Quinn. Last year was the Navy SEALs, and he's reading this motivational book and that one. So what's this offseason's theme? What's been his thing?
Well, obviously the Navy SEALs, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll be coming back here soon because they did a great job last year. So Coach Quinn just wanted us to, you know, work hard right now, focus on becoming better players right now.
So this time last year, we were all kind of wondering, you know, what's this defense going to look like? Now we've seen you guys go on that run where it was so good for so long. What can the defense look like this coming season?
I mean, it's exciting. You know, we got all the talent in the world. You know, it's all up to us what we put in on the field, and that'll be what we get out of it.
We're all, you know, focused on the rookies right now. You're a guy who made a huge jump from rookie year to second year. Are there any of those guys who are going into their second year that you can already see or might be ready to make that kind of big jump?
I mean, you got guys like Deion Jones, Devondre Campbell. Those two guys that really stand out to me. They played exceptionally well last year, and, you know, it came along as the season went along. So with this off-season program that we got, I'm pretty sure they'll be ready to go by the time the season comes.
Just how different is this off-season compared to last year? Where last year you were still dealing with expectations, you know, I guess trying to find your way, maybe it's fair to say, how much more comfortable are you now considering the type of season you had? So how different is last offseason to this one?
Well, you know, I continue to work. You know, there's always jumps that I can make from year one to year two, then year two to year three. So, you know, just watching Freeney last year helped me a lot because he's a 10-plus guy in this league, and he continued to work extremely hard. So I'm going to continue to push myself in that direction.
Do you have any personal goals that you've set at this point, or are those still to come?
You know, those will come. You know, I just right now just focus on becoming a better player and being a leader for my team.
What have been your first impressions of your new defensive line coach?
VY, he's a cool guy. You know, he has a switch out there on the field, and, you know, I expect that. And it's exciting during the season. I know it'll be an exciting time to work with him because I can already see it right now.